public apology. When I was 21, I smoked marijuana every day for 1 year. I would like to apologize for the next 15 years of anxiety attacks and drug-related phobias, including the feeling that when Ed Sullivan introduced Wayne and Schuster, he was actually signaling my parents that I was high. I would like to apologize to my wife Karen, who still believes in me.
Can I get a moment of your time? Well, let's take a trip to Downey. Got me open and tweaking like I'm off of them tainted brownies. Splendid how I pretended to be clean to you, but day in and day out I'm strung out. I mean, but you like that uncut, but not talking about late nights on BET. But the product of Madison Pusha T. See, we grinding, but ain't no cook up involved. No baking soda, just some butter to open the show walls.
Your curvature is persuasive, your body's so addictive. You let me hit it free once to show me some incentive. Pushing, shoving, cursing, forcing. We put it together like screws when we love. Hot like the oven, we getting all sweaty. The room keeps spinning like quartz and spaghetti. I done worked up my hunger, it's time for some lunch. I'ma take your loving girl and roll it in a blunt. I get high.
I embrace you with your lovely feeling. I'm trying to keep your beat with my rhythm. With you, I'm gonna make a killing. Spread my shillings, provide a good living. You the reason why niggas still living. Took me to different objectives.
Kind of. That doesn't rule out very careful brushwork. I can call it a very careful audience, too. There's no contradiction there. You may simply use your drip canvas or your citrus color background for brushwork and silhouette work.
Do you feel, funny because that's just an abstract expression of tradition, but do you feel that that's how you've worked on your book also?
On paper, there's no way to do it. The cut-up method introduces a random factor, but it isn't at all on the scale of the explosion.
Well, for you, is visual thinking different from verbal thinking?
Well, I don't think they're separable. It's like a film script. You have movement and you have words. Seeing a film.
Let me come back to this, but I want to start off with some of the early work. I want to ask you, everyone has written, and there's a lot of
But how did you actually start writing, when and why? 34 years old, very late. You know. Well, there had been some sporadic attacks before that. Gellert Elvis and I wrote a short story together called Twilight's Last Gleaming, which is one of my more popular numbers for readings. And that was in 1938. No one wanted to publish it. They even wrote a special letter.
It was a staple of brass tacks and wax backs.
Program.
almost socio-realistic novels. They were written with a very linear sort of narrative, and there was a big change between them and Naked Lunch.
First of all, what's the process of writing something? You put it on, and the songs are like a band, put them in some fucking order, like they want you to listen to it in that order. You know, I hate that. I fucking hate that. I don't like to know what to listen to, when to listen to it, or anything.
So I just sat down and reconstructed, more or less, an illustration of journalistic style. There's a little moving around. By and large, pretty much straight.
There I go. Got a suck around here to get a drink.
Yeah, it was much more, much less journalistic and more personal. But see, it was a long gap between, Queer Joshua Gahill, that is, for a sentence in 1962. But between that and the publication of National Science.
Honey, will you marry me?
You see, it's not our aim to place our children in homes of wealth. But it's absolutely necessary for us to have the assurance that the adoptive parents are financially responsible.
I see in your letter that you live in the country.
Was your wife in bed? Does she need some kind of artificial stimulation like marijuana?
We use a large vibrating egg.
Large vibrating egg. Well, I ask a psychopath, I get that kind of an answer.
Oh yeah, we got a swell roof too. We've been putting a fence around it. And I could build a slide in a sandbox. Well, as a matter of fact, the roof is better for a kid, because then he can't get out in the street, you see? Look, it doesn't have to be a yard, does it?
No. But you have a separate room for the child, haven't you? That's very important.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yes, yes, we have a lovely room. Practically fixed up now. Oh, well, that's fine. Now, about income. Approximately, how much do you make a week?
Well, I couldn't tell you offhand. I imagine about $100 a week. Because I'd have to look at the books.
Well, that's excellent. If you'll just take that application
Jason.
Never gave a cause to worry. Never hurt her or made her sad.
Sometimes there's a man, he's the man for his time and place.
That's hot.
And that's the key to Los Angeles.
That's hot.
Even if he's a ladies' man, the truth was most certain of that. Quite possibly the laziest in Los Angeles County, which would place him high in the running for laziest worldwide.
Step practice.
Sometimes there's a man. Sometimes there's a man.
It's our kitchen.
Wow. Lost my train of thought here. But, oh, hell.
My husband's been named to pick this
party. Can you fucking believe it?
This thing else.
Can you fucking believe it?
Sweet fucking Jesus. That brings us back to
it. Don't even breathe.
Can I fix you a cup of tea? No, thank you. You spoke of a child, a lovely room.
Oh, no, I thought she was a whore.
You lived over here.
Ah, my loyal army of prostitutes. I've never seen so many dead hookers in all my life.
Just finished making it. Thought I'd try it out, see if it was strong enough for that 2-year-old.
I think I have a surprise for you. A baby came in yesterday.
Oh.
It's that reason that we came around to see you sooner than we expected. It's a little girl.
What do you want? We don't want a girl.
It's 5 weeks and 3 days old.
5 weeks?
We did speak of a moment or two. You might have to wait a long time. After all, aren't you making too great a point of the child's age, Mr. Adams?
The guy who was driving that car back there. The guy who picked me up before you did.
Was that him in the car?
I'm sure it was. He didn't walk very far.
Why is that?
Because I cut up his leg.
We got away with it.
And his arm.
Paris by the Olympia Press.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same
to you. So that's a gap of more than 7 years.
It took a while for Naked Lunch to get published, though, didn't it?
Well, we've made several attempts. We've had many rejections of the manuscript, but it wasn't in a definite shape.
Right.
At that point now, Bruce. Olympia had turned it down when he first saw it about
been dubbed so often were practically worthless. Now, the Underground Tape Railroad comes to the rescue. Join up and receive one high-quality tape per month.
Not really fucking.
And half the time, they're not what they say they are. Or they've been dubbed so often, they're practically worthless. Now, the Underground Tape Railroad. And angry drunk black guy gives
right. Did you know I had that fatal arms coverage? That wasn't where there was a fatal arm in that movie. Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but I had the title line Star Wars. I know that's what you just said. I was just repeating it.
You never heard of a laundromat? Like, you go there and you, like, put a cord. I've seen it in movies. Like, in
40 Days and 40 Nights. Remember Josh Hartnett?
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is.
That's hot.
Hello.
But do something, quickly. But do something, can't you see the baby's suffering?
Software piracy, including the act of copying someone else's program onto your hard drive, is in fact against the law. And parents and adults have the responsibility to teach people that illegally copying software is wrong. Kids pirating software is equivalent to them shoplifting. Walking into a local software store, copying a program into their backpack, and walking out without pay. Parents and adults need to be role models for their kids. Help our nation's children understand the potential consequences of piracy.
Let's go shopping. Then you throw in earthquakes, aftershocks, mudslides, road rage, race riots, guns, tasers, pepper spray, just as your head's about to explode.
No time.
One warm afternoon, you play softball, and you think to yourself, my God, it's January. Next day, you wake up, it's 2 years later, you've sold out every belief you ever held sacred. And you don't care, because you're living way too happily ever after in a beach house, waiting for your Guatemalan.
But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave, life would still go on, believe me.
Everybody's talking at home. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind.
Is that you can make a right turn on a red light.
People stopping, staring. I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going well, the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Whoa, whoa.
I think California's bad at all.
I swear that California is the strangest place.
Jeez, Dad. I feel really bad.
Hey, hey.
Nobody feels really bad around back.
That's hot.
Unless you get bit by a monkey.
That's tough when you're spanking your monkey.
monkey.
Every once in a while, a band comes along that changes the course of human history.
Now posted in the New York Times.
My boobs look huge.
Like so many things I can't understand. They left my teeth chattering from all tiny cats. Maestro, I say right on.
Let's
hide. Mean sky and telescope.
If you hear only one song this year, there's something terribly wrong with you.
Kitty Carlisle, Easy Rider. Ladies and gentlemen, do not be alarmed. Please remain perfectly still. What you are about to see is real. Performers are not grinning scarecrows sent here to torture and manipulate. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce the twin quasars of rock.
There's no affiliation with socialism, communism, certainly not.
Purchase for a week or two, then sell your goody two shoes. Can't keep a perfect hand, the A of Bender. Ask yourself why. Can't tell you
wore out. A brand new trunk, packing and unpacking your junk. Your daddy's mad, he done got peeved. You gonna change your armor, gonna leave. You gonna change your way of living, change the things you do, stop doing all the things that you oughtn't to. Your daddy's mad, he done got peeved. You gonna change your armor, gonna change.
Our intellectual, either hereditary or environment. This split, which of course does not exist, in fact, it's both and.
I know that at least part of your writing has been involved with non-dualistic systems. When did you get involved with Scientology?
That was around 68, around in that. I want to see what they had to say. Brian knew some of the early Scientology.
I can't do anything as long as you're sitting around here watching me. Get out! Go on, get out, all of you! What do you think of this?
Go on now, get out that
paper.
Be quiet about it.
I don't know how to pay. I'm afraid I'll drown.
Oh, no, 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 take it easy. I could drown in that much water. Here.
Jake's gonna give you a nice bag. Give me that wash rag. Your Uncle Applejack teach you to swim.
Oh, Roger, I'll never be able to do that. We'll have to give it back.
I tell you, baby, darling.
All you got to do is.
Father, what did you ever learn to do that, Applejack?
Sister had four kids. She took two, and I think.